This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Go!
All right, got my running mate back. And I'll tell you what. Our three-man core is better than the Warriors' three-man core.
I said what I said.
Me, Guru, and Evan? Forget about it.
Well, not at the Warriors World Tournament, because only one of us is playing.
Yeah. From the 510, Steiny, you speak the truth.
Oh,
I hate myself for loving you. Shout out Joan Jett. You sure that's Joan Jett? That's a Dylan line from a song called Dirge.
Well, maybe that's why they're using it, because they know you love Dylan.
But no, he's saying it's from Joan Jett.
Oh.
You know, Dirge. I hate myself for loving you.
And
the
your boy
weakness
stole some
that
lyrics?
It showed. What's that?
Say your boy stole some lyrics?
No.
At a ghostwriter?
Nobody's had their lyrics stolen more than Bob Dylan. All right, here we go. Warriors. Number 5. Lord of the Rings.
Steiny, you're wrong, buddy.
I guess.
We're excited, man. Not just us, the players.
I can't wait. I can't.
Yeah.
God, I wish they played tonight.
I'm with you.
I wish they played tonight. Let's go to Caleb in Livermore. What's up, Caleb?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Steiny, Evan, and All-Star Goo.
What's up, baby?
Hey, man, happy birthday to your son. You said he turned 21?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man.
There you go. Well, look. Guys, the Warriors are going to win the NBA Finals because of who? Jonathan Kuminga. All right, I'm going to tell you why.
Not even going to play.
Steiny, what are you talking about?
Not going to play much. Go ahead.
What do you mean? He is going to play much. He's averaging almost 20 a game.
Yeah, but he's going to come off the bench, and Kerr's going to forget about him because he's going to lean on the veterans because the games are going to get important.
Did you have like a hangover over All-Star Weekend? What's going on, man?
This is him every day,
baby.
Tell
me about Kuminga. Tell me about Kuminga.
What's going on with this guy?
Tell me about Kuminga.
Look, you got Steph and Jimmy as the two closers. You've got key role players in Pajemski, Moses Moody, who I know you love, Kevon Looney, and Buddy Hield. But the ultimate X factor is Jonathan Kuminga. Why? Because the Warriors don't have an athlete like that. And since Wiggins is gone now, he will be the guy, I believe, that will be tasked with guarding the best wing defenders on opposing teams night in and night out. Yes, Jimmy Butler can do it in stretches, but at 35 years old, Jimmy Butler can do it for a 48-minute stretch. So when Kuminga comes back, he will be the main difference. And Steiny, you got to get more optimistic, man.
I got a question for you, Caleb. Seriously.
What's up?
No, it's not that I can't make the jump to title team right now. That's all. As a Jonathan Kuminga fan, do you have any concern with Steve Kerr's track record of leaning on the veterans when they're, you know, making a title run, and that maybe Kuminga won't play as much as we all want him to play because Steve Kerr.
Well, look, you talked about the teams that had won finals in the past and how young they were. Well, it's different now. The Warriors' core is older.
So yeah, that's
Steve
true.
Kerr has no choice but to lean on younger players. He has no choice.
Like, yeah.
And Jordan Kuminga is a guy who's giving you, like I said, 15 to 20 a night. They're going to need that. They don't have a defensive ace. Jimmy can't do that at 35 no more consistently.
All right. Appreciate it, Caleb.
Yeah. And we haven't even seen that aspect of it, the Kuminga part. Yeah.
See, this is what, like he said, Steiner, you got to get more optimistic. I'm optimistic about the Warriors. I haven't jumped to they're going to win an NBA championship again.
But can't you understand why we all have, and the players?
You know what?
That's the question.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't quite understand how it, like.
Well, then you don't think Jimmy Butler is that guy, one of those guys?
Yes, I do.
Then,
but that doesn't mean you just win a title.
Well, okay. Now I'm talking about getting there, Stani.
But this idea that, once we get to, the playoffs are a grind.
And they did it in 2022.
Doesn't Jimmy Butler get hurt in the playoffs? Didn't he get hurt in the most recent playoffs?
I kind of just feel
Miami?
Like, yeah, Stani, but
he won't get hurt.
Yeah,
now.
He didn't play at all last year. But my point is, I feel like you could put that for young players. If an injury comes at the wrong time and that player's out for...
But they're less likely to get hurt.
Science is more than just that. They're also not going to get load managed
like the Warriors players
are. Well, I'll tell you what. If we went through the archives and did our shows in that 2022 season, you probably still, and it would be valid, you could have had the same concerns going through the stretch run. And I know Curry was out and that helped him when it was all said and done. But the bottom line is we've seen in this league the wrong injury to the wrong somebody. Injuries don't discriminate. And it doesn't matter how old you are. If it comes at the wrong time, you know, to that team, it could be Saran, a wrap.
And I'm glad you brought up the 2022 team. Curry was 33. Green was 31. Thompson was 31. Then they had Wiggins at 26 and Poole at 22. My point is this. Curry 33, Green 31, and Thompson 31, when they won that title, was actually among the oldest cores ever win it.
Right.
So, they've already done something that very few teams have done in terms of the age at which they've won their last title. But this is really pushing it, is all I'm saying. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Back at you.
So, hey, Steiny, I'm kind of with you, man. Look, we haven't been able to beat. If we were to take the sixth slot, we can't beat the Lakers. We can't beat Denver. We can't beat the Grizzlies, and those teams are all one of the teams we're going to meet, man, in the first round if we were the sixth slot. We are going to be in big trouble. I keep saying this over and over again till my face is blue. We need a big guy. Okay, right now we just signed Knox to a 10-day contract. We have two more slots to fill. Nobody's talking about the buyout market, and I don't even know if there's a big guy in the buyout market to buy. But if we don't get a big guy to carry us deep into this, and if you think Post can carry us, man, you're delusional, man. This is a rookie. I just don't see it. I'm with you, Steiny. And one other thing, Steiny, I hear you're a writer, man. Are you a writer?
Not really.
Tell the truth. You used to write.
I used to work for a newspaper. I used to write for a newspaper, yeah. Oh, I haven't hung up on it. I was just going to get started on my career, my journey.
Well, it didn't sound like
that's
it.
That's why almost I hung up on him.
Well, I'm not a writer anymore.
You used to be a writer. Be proud of what you've done. Got you an autographed jersey.
See, here's the kind of person I am.
I'm just telling you, get prepared, brother.
We'll see. For what? What should I get prepared for?
I don't want to say parade, okay. But the euphoria that is on steroids, it's right. Growing, and man. It's coming from the Warriors locker room.
But, okay. This is the way I like to sport.
Yeah.
All right, the Warriors. Oh, boy, they're not 500 team, and they got off to a good start. Boy, they look a little flat.
Yeah.
Curry looks old. Or older, Draymond. What do we got? Your trade deadline, we're under 500. Okay, we get Jimmy Butler. Oh, huh. Well, we kind of didn't expect Butler.
Yeah.
But, okay, he's here. And you played four games. And who'd we play? We played the Bucks without
Chicago.
Giannis.
Chicago.
Chicago, Milwaukee, Dallas, and then Houston.
Yeah.
Okay. They look different. They look better. They look more together. They look energized.
Yeah.
They look like they have played with a spark. I'll acknowledge all that. I just don't understand why it has to go to NBA Finals. Why can't it be like, you know what? I could see them making a run in the second half of the season. I can see them making a run, and could they get up to six? I don't know. Six might be tough. Seven? I think they could get to seven. Hell, if they get to seven, they have two play-in games at home if they need them. And then once we get it, like, that's the way, that's the way I like to, like, if the Warriors have a chance to win a title, like, you know, let's see them win 12 of 13, and then you say, holy, then I'm going to be like, wow, could they? But not after four games.
Yeah. And they've won three of the four, short sample size, I get it. But, I mean, Steiny, what did you mean? Because I'm backtracking now, or anybody out there, when we kept saying it was obvious to everybody that was watching, even when they had Wiggins, that this Curry, let's just break it down to Curry real quick here. He needs a 1A or a 1B. We never went to the next step of what that would mean. We always just imagined how would that guy, you know, be put on this team. We found out. So now Steph has a 1 or a 1A, wherever you want to slot Butler. So why are the possibilities that come attached to that not this team going on a run? Not the closer who is Steph Curry re-energized because Jimmy Butler and his different style added to this mix now makes them more well-rounded. And on a good day, this team can go toe-to-toe or 15 with anybody.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Like, that means something to me that they found a 1 or 1A to Curry.
They did. And they're 3-1, but let's... Anyway, here's the other thing. I'm not the only one that doesn't believe the Warriors.
Okay, right.
I mean, we had Frank Isola on yesterday. Listen to this,
Frank.
Coo. Yeah, listen. Well, we didn't. Morning show did. Hey, can the Warriors now make a title run, Frank? You're tapped into the NBA. You've been doing it for 40 years.
I just don't know if they have enough size. That to me is the biggest issue with the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, the road that they would have to take to get to a finals is more difficult. I don't think it's impossible. I just don't think it's probable. Again, I do think they got better with the addition of Jimmy Butler. But it seems like every night in the Western Conference, you never get a night off. There's so many darn good teams. I know the Warriors still have to come east. I know they still have a trip where they play both. They'll be in New York for a while where they play both New York teams. So the schedule, to me, doesn't help them. I do think they can make a run. I don't have the faith in the team to win a championship, though.
And I kind of feel the same way. Like, I think that's, like...
Well, listen, I know I'm in Fantasy Island. Shout out Tattoo, yeah. Steiny, the plane. If the season, what we were to hit the reset button on the season,
okay,
and this team's coming out to shoot, couldn't you understand... Maybe a top four seed would be that wouldn't be too crazy. It's just you know what I mean? Like, if we can't do that, but if we did, Steiny, Memphis don't scare me now. Denver doesn't scare me. It's going to be a bear, and OKC in a series doesn't scare me.
Again.
You got to get there.
Again. That's the jump that I think is just
ridiculous.
Yes. Okay. It's ridiculous. Like, do I think they're going to win a title? No. In a month and a half, do I think they're going to win a title? Well, let me see what happens over the next month and a half.
React to new information.
Again, if they go 15-3, maybe I'm like, holy hell, they're really good. Somebody's going to have trouble beating them. But I'm not going to make that determination after four games against horse bleep teams.
Well, Houston's not a horse bleep team.
They didn't try to win the game.
Stiney Emin told you
they started Aaron Holiday.
They were down 24.
Exactly.
And cut it to 2 points.
Exactly, because they didn't try to win the game, and then their Scribinis came in and played hard.
Well, shame on Houston.
Exactly.
If they did what you're saying they did. I don't believe they did.
Well, how come Shengun only played 25 minutes?
We'd have to get him.
What about Jalen Green didn't play a lot. I mean,
shame on him.
For God's sake, he had the, okay, great.
He's horrible against the Warriors,
no,
by the way.
No, great. You know what? You got to win against Jeff Green and Jock Landale.
Stanley, nice the Warriors job. Got in at 3:30 a.m.
That is true.
I mean, they didn't get to the hotel until 4.
Come on,
you heard
cut
this.
And what you don't know is the Houston players were out even later than that. They were in Houston. Let's go to Dre in Oakland. What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? Appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah.
I actually called to apologize because I called in before when everybody was losing hope. And I said, you know, I think they can still make a run. I lied. I have to correct it. They can absolutely win the championship now. Ooh. And the only reason that it feels, you know, it feels like a jump to you because you shouldn't have got off of 5. We all were on 5 where we were still teetering on the fence and people were falling off and they went down to a 2 and a 1. I never got off the 5. So it's not a jump to win the championship. I always knew we were a little tweak away. I didn't know it was the Jimmy
Butler. What do you mean? What do you mean the 5 and the 1 and the 2?
Between a scale between 1 and 10.
Okay.
Everybody was at 5. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we will.
Gotcha.
People started dropping off.
I got you.
I never fell off. I was but I have to apologize for being at 5, and now I'm going to correct it, and I'm going to say we're at a 10.
And you went vodka. Okay. Absolutely. He said absolutely, Stoney. Boy.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope Warrior fans understand that I'm excited.
Yeah, you just.
I mean, I'm excited. I got to see it. That's all. I got to see it. I got to see how they play down the stretch. I want to see how they play against Sacramento.
And to the caller before, the last caller that mentioned the Lakers, you know I was high on them. But, Snotty, that was when they had Anthony Davis. The Warriors see the Lakers, and I know right now it's not set up to match up with them. But no Anthony Davis. I just think if somehow the Lakers came across the Warriors' road, like, that would help them. The Golden State Warriors. AD is no longer a Warrior.
If the Lakers came across the Warriors.
Yeah, the caller said, you know, we have no size, but we've always been small. But at the end of the day, he had mentioned the Lakers. But Anthony Davis is no longer in the middle.
Well, let's talk about what's going to have to happen for this team to make a run. Everybody says they need a big man. But they actually have
three-headed monster.
I don't know if they're going to bring a big man in because they have three different kind of big men
all day.
And if you bring somebody else in here, I'm not saying they wouldn't be better than those three guys. It's possible, but
I'm with you.
Then like Post is gone, or Trayce Jackson-Davis, not gone like off the team, but you know, I mean, part of this magical run we're going to have, I would hope, would also mean that some of our young players help us in the postseason, and that they had a big role in the championship.
Yeah, I'm already looking at this run, Stoney, and I'm sure Dre and Jimmy, when they said it, this team is as is. You know, I don't know. You're not going to get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the buyout market. You know what I'm saying? I would be shocked. But you're right. Post is still going to get some minutes. It'll fluctuate. And then you got Looney, Mr. Reliable, and TJD when he gets back in action.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I mean, look,
because each team presents a different problem, and we know Kerr will shock you with his lineups.
The other, I mean, yeah, it's fascinating to me. Fascinating,
but good. Fascinating's good.
Yeah, the Warriors aren't fascinating. The talk around the Warriors is fascinating.
Well, the season's fascinating now because every game is like a playoff game.
Now it is for sure. Absolutely.
As far as the win losses, that it's on and popping. Jump in. You're ready. You got your sunblock on and everything.
The one thing I was thinking is, and we can talk about this too, because this is, I find this interesting. You're now more optimistic about next year.
Oh my gosh.
See, I'm not more optimistic or less optimistic about next year. Next year's next year. We'll see what happens. But this is what I mean. Draymond Green says we're going to win a title. They might not even make the playoffs. There is such a chasm between not making the playoffs and winning the finals. Like, what would be successful? What would be a successful season right now for the Warriors?
I love it.
I'm serious.
I said before trade, just making the offs. I said that, not to play in the offs. Get a 7-game series. Now, Steiny, I'm up and I'm pushing my chips in. You got to win at least a series. You win at least a series with acquiring Jimmy Butler on the fly.
Okay.
And you win a 7-game series. I'm like, oh, watch out now. Next year when you get a training camp, you get more camaraderie and you just, you know, you get more time for Jimmy to bond with the rest of the game.
Okay, so you don't, if they lose in the second round, They shock somebody and then they lose.
Yeah.
You would come back and say, like, you wouldn't expect next year any drop-off from our big three.
No, I would be, let's do this thing because now we get the whole 82.
Jimmy Butler can coast in the regular season.
Yeah. But it's worked for him up until getting suspended.
The 925 says they need a 5 or 4 spot for a solid chance. I would even put 6 in there. If they get to 6 and they avoid the play-in, well, then that's good news. Yeah. But if they have 2 home games, if they finish 7, I think that's okay too.
But right now, if you just doing it, Steiny, since we're doing, if you were to get 6 right now, you would have a matchup with Denver. That wouldn't be easy, but it ain't Denver from 2 years ago. Jokic is still phenomenal, or that could be Houston. who's two games behind.
And that's what it's going to come down to. They can't beat Denver. You think they can beat Denver?
I didn't think they could before Jimmy Butler, and they were the Warriors' kryptonite. But now with Butler, let's see. And Butler got to go toe-to-toe with them in the finals, although they lost when he was with Miami.
But
it definitely has changed.
The Warriors right now are a 10th seed. Draymond Green says they're going to win a championship, but they haven't even qualified for the playoffs. So let me throw this out there. What if they don't make the playoffs?
Oh,
then what? Then how do you feel about next year?
We got some problems.
No.
Yeah.
But they haven't played any games, and you're looking forward to next year, right? You said you feel better about next year.
No doubt.
If that happens, they don't make the playoffs,
then something is wrong, and we would figure it out. And I think there would be articles written or things we could see on the court that led to that being the case. Something would really, not injuries, Donnie, something would really have to go wrong in that locker room, and it would have to manifest or follow them on the court for that to happen, especially now that Phoenix looks like they might not even give the Warriors a scare for the 10th spot. I know it's early and they haven't been playing good basketball. I thought San Antonio was coming, but right now the Warriors are a game and a half up on Phoenix on the 10th.
What if you make the playoffs because you pushed, and then you get beat in the first round?
Well, I'd be disappointed.
And then how are you feeling about next year?
We got all 82. I think that automatically tells us we're not going to be in the play-in. Those days are gone. And that's why I feel feel excited about the future is Jimmy Butler, to me, has symbolized this might be the last year, if the Warriors don't get to six, Donnie, of them messing with this cockamamie play-in stuff.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's a successful season after all this talk as we engage at the start of the second half of the season? And I think it's a great point about the next 2 years also. I mean, if they don't get it done, if they don't make the playoffs this year, I don't know how you go into the offseason feeling good about this team. And like the idea that that Draymond, Curry, and Butler aren't going to slip at all in the next 2 years is just mind-boggling to me, that we're just expecting these guys to continue to play at the level they've played at in the past.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.